Okay, that's Lord and Yellow Flicker Beat. We got there in the end. It's, you see, it's a bit middle of the week, you see, on a Wednesday. So, but I'm delighted that Dave from Health Watch has popped in to say hello to us here at Phoenix FM. So, hello to Dave.
Hello. Good afternoon.
On this dreary afternoon. Let me just turn your mic up just ever so slightly. If you can just move a little closer to the
mic. Yeah, of course. No worries.
Hey, that's better.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay, so I understand you've been taking part in the Essex Patient Bed Roadshow at the centre next door. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so Healthwatch Essex itself is an independent charity, and we go out and we capture, if you like, people's stories, their lived experience about health and social care. And we do that in a number of ways. Sometimes it's films, sometimes it's podcasts. This week we're actually out with a patient bed, and we're inviting people to come and talk to us.
Fantastic.
It's just basically, it's almost like a prop, but people will sit there and...
Can I have a lie down?
Absolutely, yeah, you can have a nice snooze. But the joy of that is that people will sit there, there's a bear called Raphael, they can hold that. And actually it's just for people to sit there and talk about their experience of health and social care, both good and bad. And so we're travelling around Essex this week for the 5 days, and today we've been really lucky, we've been in the Brentwood Centre.
What kind of stories have you heard?
We've heard an amazing amount of stories. Because we're in a sports environment or a leisure world environment, a lot of people come in to keep fit. But also it's about avoiding isolation. So some of the people talk about is their mental health, that they come and they're in a class to keep fit, but also to just be outside and be with people.
Absolutely.
Avoiding their own kind of, like, their depression and stuff like that. The other ones were young mums with babies talking about how it's them getting out again. It's about stopping them, you know, just staying at home and stuff like that. I think one of the best stories we had was about a lady who comes there. She survived cancer. She had bowel cancer. She has to have a bag, you know. But she comes and keeps fit and talks to her friends and says that you know, your health's really important. And I think that's the thing that came through today, that people really take their health and mental health and their social care really seriously. And we're really honoured and humbled to take that story.
Yeah, and it's really nice to see and a lot more talk about mental health recently, which can only be a good thing, because people are starting to open up like never before. And that is wonderful to see.
We have to have an honest conversation about mental health.
I agree.
We really do. And I think we avoid it. Although we talk about there's less stigma and, you know, the royals are very much involved. I think it actually comes down to the individual, and what you've got to do is talk to them or engage them at their level. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just keep saying, let's tell everybody in the world we've got mental health, because actually not everyone reacts in the right way.
No.
And I think the honest conversation is to say, let's treat people individually still, let's make sure the services that are available are there, but also let's talk about what mental health actually is. And there's work going on in schools, but also in employment and educational facilities, but also here with fitness in mind. You know, a really great project designed for people to help themselves. And we saw great volunteers today, we saw great staff, but actually there's a whole honest conversation going on here. You know, if you have mental health issues, or you want to talk to somebody, or you just want to come along and be part of something that's a really positive experience, this is the place to come to.
Yeah, it's nice to see, as I say, people are, and that's the Royals, it's the Heads Together campaign, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, they got rightly. Heads Together.
Yeah.
So there's Time to Change, which is very much around employers and employment, about looking after your staff.
Yeah.
Where as Healthwatch Essex, we do various projects, but one of the projects we're looking at the moment is mental health for people in uniform services. So that's not just that's police, fire brigade, ambulance service, but also serving garrison services, and that kind of stuff, but also veterans. And that's saying, well, how do we look after people who do amazing jobs day in, day out, and they see the heart there at the sharp end?
Absolutely.
Because we are losing, in theory, workforce is always a problem for Essex, but we need to retain people, we need to look after them, but we also have to show that we care for them, mm-hmm. because they care, and that's their job, 24/7, they're caring for us. And so we're having that piece of work, and that'll be 6 or 7 months of work from Healthwatch Essex.
Oh, that's great to hear. So what is it, Healthwatch as a whole, if you like, what do you guys do? For listeners that may not be aware.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're part of a statutory role. So we want to engage people. We do it around engagement, research, and information and signposting. So you can ring a phone number at our office and we can help you navigate what is a really complex world of health and social care. It's just difficult. And we help carers and GPs and just people to get around that system. But what we try to do, and I think the basis of what we do, is we capture your story. And then we try and influence commissioners, funders, government, policymakers, councillors about why services should be in a certain way, why pathways work. Because actually most of the decisions or have been made are normally financial or clinical. And as you see across Essex, there's lots of discussion around transformation and change and doing this. And there's a lot of reasons, you know, there's not enough money, there's not enough staff. So we have got to change the way stuff is delivered and the way we use it. But actually still part of it is about keeping that person involved, keeping yeah. your personality and who you are
yeah,
and who your carer is or your family is. And I think that's the discussion we have. And we have a skill set that says we can do that in an interesting, engaging way, hence the patient bed.
Yeah, that's a fantastic prop to use.
Yeah, and you basically, if you're in any consultation at the moment around health and social care, it's always public meetings or complete a survey
yeah.
or do something like this. It's not engaging. It's not humorous. It's not actually getting you to think imaginatively or actually think, yeah, I do want to talk to these people.
Yeah.
And I'm always amazed that, you know, I'm not saying it's a comedy prop or anything like that, but it's just the prop we use. We use sofas before and taxis. But what I'm always amazed is that people, when we say to them, who else other than Health Watch Essex has listened to you? Very few of them can say anybody else.
Yeah. And I would completely agree, because it's a conversation that I was at Parliament recently, I won't bore you with why, but I was there for the Organ Donation Week, and I always said that laughter and getting messages across in a different way is always a great way to get a message across. And
yeah, it's a fundamental fact, really. If you're going to engage the public, you've got to make it engaging.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's probably, you know, and you know, that's going to Brexit and the debate and all that, but people are just bored of it.
Oh, are they?
Just cannot be bothered to listen. They're not engaging, and it's such a huge topic. Same with health and social care. Lots is going on, but we're all sick of hearing about it and talking about it because it's all been negative. It's all media, and I know I'm on a radio station, but it's that bit about,
no, I understand.
Let's tell the good stories. And actually, you can talk to your transplant patient. Your story, huge, it's saving people's lives. And there was people in there today talking about how their children had been saved and this stuff had happened and that. And, you know, there's lots and lots of good stories. Let's remember that 70% of people in Essex have a really good experience of health and social care.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But there are topics where we have to talk, and today was one actually around carers, about how do you fund care? How do you look after your relatives when they're older, and what happens with dementia and that? And we don't just do that on the bed. We go and see those people. We'll follow up. We'll have conversations. They'll meet with me as the chief exec, and we'll just talk through their issues. But we'll package it, and we'll make sure the people that run it hear those stories and hear those voices. But also what we then do is feedback.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people don't do. They just kind of say, oh, give us an opinion, and then you never hear anything or see anything done. HealthWatch Essex will always say, look, we will tell you where we've gone with that.
Excellent.
If you genuinely want to know, and we'll tell you where it is. And it has influence and it has impact.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So is there a website where people can go to learn more about HealthWatch Essex?
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously, you could, the three W's, healthwatchessex.org.uk.
Yep.
Or Google just HealthWatch Essex.
So that's healthwatch.org.uk for any listeners. Let's talk about our health a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think if we can encourage your listeners to just be like yourself, infused to tell their story. Because actually their story has multiple issues that are really good. And actually that's what will keep this NHS going, and that's what keeps healthcare going. And especially the staff. They just want to hear good stories and actually be thanked. You know, that's one of the things we do.
So before you go then, is there any song that we can play for you?
As a song, anything by Prince.
Okay, well, we're gonna find a Prince song for you in just a second. So that's Dave from HealthWatch. Great to speak to Dave from HealthWatch. And I'd say check out the website, healthwatch.org.uk. This is Prince and Cream. This is for everybody at HealthWatch Essex.
all, cause you are the best. Yes, you are.